For centuries, these giant stone carvings have stood watch over an isolated outpost in the Pacific. They are the Moai of Easter Island. Some of them weigh over 80 tons and reach 30 feet tall. Their story is brought to you by another giant, the AgriGold Giants. Check out the latest hybrids that are towering over the competition at AgriGold.com. Natto is the seventh generation to live on Easter Island, a tiny speck of land in the South Pacific. About 3,000 permanent residents live here, most direct descendants of the Rapa Nui, who were the first peoples to make this home. In 1888, Chile, which lies over 2,000 miles to the east, annexed the island.
It's logical that we are 100% Rapa Nui and maintain the Rapa Nui way of living. I don't want to be political, but the Chilean influence has changed our way of living.
The island has been exploited by outsiders in decades past, yet islanders do depend on the mainland for supplies. In fact, if a woman is expecting to give birth, she flies to Chile about a month in advance to deliver on the mainland. Yet Natto loves it here.
The island lives because of those who visit here. We love tourism. It gives us what we need to eat. No one else provides this.
Most visitors come to see the Moai, the giant stone heads that ring the island.
There is a great significance to the Moai. Every Moai represents a member of the family that was very important. And for this reason, the Moai is very sacred because it represents someone who has gone before us.
Hundreds of Moai were carved. The largest is 82 tons and is 32 feet tall. You can see the pictures in the American Countryside photo album on Facebook. Natto hopes others will visit here to see the Moai, learn about the Rapa Nui people, and enjoy his music. Traveling the Countryside, and this week brought to you by the new corn hybrids from AgriGold on Easter Island in the South Pacific, I'm Andrew McRae.